This news broke on Friday with Alec Baldwin on set thinking he just has a gun with a blank in it. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it was a live round and it did unfortunately kill cinematographer and her name is Helena Hutchins. She was shot in the chest. It was very distressing for everyone involved, including Alec Baldwin. Now, the armorist on the set, her name was Hannah Gutierrez. Now, she did a podcast a few weeks before this incident happened about herself being an armorist, which is loading all the weapons, getting them ready for set.
I think loading blanks was like the scariest thing to me because I was like, oh, I don't know anything about it. You know, I was really nervous about it at first and I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready.
Yeah, right. And that's concerning.
It is very concerning. She's 24 years of age. Her father is a well-known armorist, a legendary one for movies, but, I mean, at 24 years of age. Mm. And joining us from the States right now, thank you so much, is Stacey Mickey Evans. Now, she was the locations manager for Rust. Now, Stacey, could you hear the gunshot? You're like a mile away. Could you hear it from where you were?
No, we could not hear the gunshot. We didn't know what was going on, but we did know that there were multiple, you know, helicopters, police, ambulances, all kinds of stuff. And it was terrifying, actually. We didn't know exactly what was going on until we found out, which we probably found out faster than most people did. And gosh, yeah. It's still even difficult to talk about.
No doubt. You know, you don't expect this to happen, doesn't matter where you are in the world, but these protocols, it just shouldn't happen, should it?
No, absolutely not. There are massive protocols to stop these things from happening. There are multiple checks for it. Well, first of all, it starts with the props people and the armorist, and their jobs are to make sure that these weapons are safe. Sometimes they're rubber weapons. Sometimes they're real weapons, and this was obviously a real weapon. And this particular weapon was supposed to be loaded with blanks, and that is what everyone thought, and it was checked and double-checked and triple-checked, supposedly. That obviously didn't happen. And so somewhere along the lines, it fell through the cracks. And, you know, that happens all the time in every industry, in my industry, in your industry, in everyone's industry, things fall through the cracks. But when we're talking about something that's a deadly weapon, it's a huge mistake and tragic. And no one really knows exactly what happened, but somehow, some way, there ended up with a live ammunition inside that gun. And those, you know, those poor people got hurt the DP died.
Yeah, Stacey, it's an extraordinary situation where, you know, we've had people injured and pass away in the past, even using blanks. If part of the cartridge is left over in the barrel, it can be propelled by the next explosion of the gun, and that's what happened with Brandon Lee. What are the sorts of changes you think that will be taking place? What are the things that are people asking for now that this tragedy has happened?
Well, I will tell you right now, and I don't know if you guys are up to snuff on this, but we as IATSE in my crew and most of the movie crew here in the States, we almost went on strike 2 weeks ago because of the unsafe work conditions and because of the long hours and because of all of the these you know, not great wages for everybody. And the strike was averted and a small deal was made. But I think now with this particular instance, with weapons on set, I think all of us are going to vote for, listen, we have CGI, we have green screen. We can do all of these things these days. Why do we actually have to have a weapon that is loaded on a set with all of these people around? It's unnecessary. It is dangerous. And we do a lot of dangerous stuff every single day. We blow things up. We you know, we land helicopters in the middle of roads. We do all kinds of stuff. But this is something that's unnecessary. Let's have fake weapons, rubber weapons, and use CGI.
Yeah. We see Alec Baldwin at the moment, you know, put a message out there on Twitter. And something, you know, that he's now going to live with, obviously, for the rest of his life. Where do they go from here?
I don't know. It's a good question. And, you know, what's interesting is we don't really know exactly what happened yet. But there are lots of rumors. There are lots of stories. There are lots of, you know, this happened and that happened. We just don't know yet. But what I do know is a massive mistake was made. The armorist was very young. Mm. She was 24 years old. Does that mean that she was the one that messed up? Not necessarily, but there are stages, you know. So the armorist checks the gun. The AD, which is the assistant director, checks the gun. The key grip checks the gun. These are all the people that are involved in the safety protocol, no matter what's going on set. And then, very lastly, the actor checks the gun. Mm. So there are 4 to 5 people in this stage that somehow there was a failure.
We appreciate the fact that you are opening up to us. You don't know us, and it's, you know, must be very triggering considering you just lost someone on your set, and condolences for that. We're very sorry to hear that, and let's just hope that the movie industry cleans this up. We have the technology, so this should never, ever happen again, but it shouldn't have come to this. Thank you for joining us, the Scout location manager for Rust. Thank you so much.
Thank you.